Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 10 for the scripture text. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 10, and I shall read. To whom coming is unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Amen.
Warmest greetings in the blessed name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. According to the lunar calendar, today is supposed to be the last day of Chinese New Year. And so to the Chinese, there should not be any mention of anything that is bad, especially death. But today I'm going to talk to you in my introduction about death. But death to Christian, death to every child of God, is not a bad thing. Because we know that death is just a transition from that which is earthly to that which is heavenly. And so to us, death is a good news, provided we all have received and believed in the good news of salvation. Now, one of our church members has passed away recently because of some complications out of a heart bypass. Now, many have gone through heart bypass and survived by God's grace, by God's mercy. But one of these members of ours, she did not survive because of complications out of a heart bypass. Now, she was only 63 years old. Now, because she was also a dialysis patient, she cannot travel overseas. And so she missed many church camps because our church camps were usually held overseas. And so in his heart, she wanted very much to attend Bible camp, but she couldn't. And so what she can do is to be faithful in every Sunday worship service. And so we thank God for her faithfulness. And she also has a desire to visit the theme park, because she cannot travel overseas to see around the world, maybe Disneyland or some attractive places in the world. And so she can only look forward to the completion of the Sentosa IR, which is one of the highlights, which is the theme park. And so she desired to be discharged. And after discharge from hospital, she will go to this Sentosa theme park. But the Lord has called her home before she even recovered from the illness. Now some will say that, oh, it's such a pity that she didn't get to see the theme park. But I will reply to this person who said that it is such a pity. Now she is in even a better place. I believe with all my heart that because now she is in heaven, she will not even desire any places on earth that she would desire before to visit. Why? because heaven is overwhelming for her. It is too beautiful a place that she could even think of any place on earth that she would have regretted not visiting. Heaven is a wonderful place. Recently, we have also a member whose mother has passed away. She was not a believer. She has heard the gospel many times, but she has not committed herself to believe in the gospel. And so we have no confidence that she has believed in the gospel before she breathed her last breath. Now what would we say of such a one who has not believed in the gospel? It is a fact and it is a truth that all who do not believe in the Lord Jesus will not have their place and Lord in heaven. Where will they be found? In a place of torment, where eternal fire burns and burns and burns. Death come unto all men while the Lord tarries. We all face the same thing, and that is death. And yet, there is a different conclusion. For each death, where will you be found? In heaven, or on earth, or in hell? Only these two places. Of course, for all of us who believe in the Lord Jesus, we have the great confidence that our hope and our trust that we will end up in heaven is God's promise for you and for me. But what about those who have not yet believed, especially our unsaved loved ones and friends? Where will they be? What is our role to play in their lives? Are we just their loved ones? Are we just a friend to them? Or are we more than that? Do we care for their souls? And so that is my aim for the message this morning. That we may all do our part as God's witnesses. All because we are lively stones. Now our meditation is taken from 1 Peter. Now 1 Peter has been known as an epistle to the suffering church. It is written to Christians who are suffering for Christ. Now they were under persecution, discrimination, property being confiscated. They were rejected by society, shunned by family members and even friends because of Christ. And now to such Apostle Peter, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, must like to encourage them to persevere on, to keep on believing in Jesus, because they are lively stones and they have a responsibility to live up to their name, Christian, and others must be able to see their Christian weakness in them. And so 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 4 to 10 reveal to us the great testimony that you and I ought to be bearing because we all made up this house of God. This great building that our Lord is building for His eternal kingdom. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now verse 4, Apostle Peter says, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed of men, but chosen of God and precious. There is no question at all that this living stone is none other than our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. So Jesus is the living stone. But we may ask, how can a stone be living? Just as we go to the beach, we saw pebbles, we saw stones, we saw rocks. How can this stone be living? But that is how God looks at the Lord Jesus. It is a stone that imparts life. It is a stone that when all other stones are built upon, this living stone will all be made alive again. And that is how God would look at the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. So So is True Life BB Church a church that is built upon the living stone? If you are, then all of us, all of you, should be lively stones. And so as we sing the hymn, and as we pray, and as we praise God together, we ought to be alive, because we are lively stones. We are not dead. We are not boring. We are not dull. We are lively. That is why in your weekly, if you look at the title of the sermon is, "We are lively stones!" Exclamation mark. But is our life portray that we are indeed lively stones? Are we excited about our faith? Now this is so lacking, isn't it, in our lives. We have been so down as if someone has passed away. We are so down as if we have just attended a funeral service. We are so down as if we have no gospel to give unto the world. And this afternoon, as the team is going to the Bukit Panjang, door-to-door knocking on the home, we must show forth that excitement, that it is such a wonderful thing to have a living Savior, to save us, to redeem us from our bondage to sin. If we show forth such dullness, that it is such a bad thing to be a Christian, how would unbelievers be attracted to our Savior? They will not want to believe in such a Savior who will bring such a dull and boring life to someone, to a person. So we must show forth that we are living, we are lively, because indeed we are lively stone, because of the living stone, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so because Christ is living, the church is living. The foundation of the church is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so if anyone is to be a member of the Lord Jesus Christ Church, it is not by water baptism. It is not because of our parents who brought us to church. It is not because even that our name is on the membership roll of True Life BB Church. It is not because of that. It is all because we believe in the living stone, and that is the Lord Jesus. But not everyone will build their life upon the living stone. We may profess to be one. We may confess even that Jesus is our Savior. But in our heart, it may be something else. It may not be genuine conversion. It may not be genuine belief. It may be out of emotion. It may be just thinking only. It may not have gone through the heart that made us receive, that made us really believe in the Lord Jesus. Now verse 4 says that this living stone was disallowed in deed of man. And so don't be too quick to excuse yourself that you are not part of this group of people, disallowed of man. Now there are two groups of such men who are capable of this, one inside and one outside. Now the one outside, we know that they are the unbelievers. They rejected Christ because they simply cannot bring themselves to believe just by faith. How can it be so simple? Just by believing in Jesus, all my sins, all my wickedness, all my evils will all be done away. Just by believing, by faith. How can it be so simple? And so the unbelievers will not want to believe. How can it be so simple? They want to work with their hands. Salvation, so that they will have the confidence that it is by their effort, it is by their good works that give them the assurance of heaven. Now it's also become well known that in order to be a Christian, there are a lot of things to give up. And this is well known to the unbelievers. Such as smoking, drinking, clubbing, gambling, all these you have to give up in order to become a Christian. especially when one of the two casinos were open already. The other one is about to be open. How can I give up such exciting pleasure, gambling? How can I give up all these good things to them? Going to the casino to have some fun, some pleasure. They just can't give up all these things. Then therefore they refuse to become Christian. They refuse to submit to the living stone, Christ, who is the only one who can give them life. They prefer death. They prefer all these things that lead to destruction. But only Christ can give us a meaningful and abundant life. Will you tell them of this Christ who give them life? Now the one inside are the professed believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. They are the churchgoers. The attendance in church is super. They attend all the meetings, worship services, prayer meetings, fellowship group meetings, whatever meeting you can name, they are there. They can even pray, they can even sing praises, sing all the hymns perfectly. But such may be Christian only on the outward appearance. On the inside, they are still the same. They are not born again. They are still the old them. They just look like believers, that's all. They are not genuine ones. Now these two groups of people, one outside and the other inside, they are the one who rejected Christ as the living stone. When your life did not reflect that which is Christ-like, you will be part of those who are on the inside, who merely profess to be believers, but not genuinely possessing the Lord Jesus Christ. The living stone is not wanted by them. He is not appreciated. To them it is useless and unsuitable for what they are building in their own lives. To the unbelievers who are outside, to the professed believers in the inside, they are building something. They are building a kingdom on this earth. They are not building what God has called them to do, to build up treasures in heaven, but an earthly kingdom of wealth, fame, and pleasure. But then to God, verse 4 says, such a living stone is but chosen of God and precious. It is a very stone that God has chosen to be the foundation for life, because it is the only stone that can support and carry the weight of our life. Moreover, this stone is a living stone. It means that it lives forever. It means that it is eternal. It will never waste away. It will continue on and on and on for eternity. And it is to such a stone that we are to cleave on, hold fast. In order to be lively stone, we have to be cling on to the Lord Jesus, the living stone. Verse 5, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Is the living stone supporting you and holding you up, making you living and alive? We who are lively stones, we all build up to become a spiritual house of the Lord. So for this reason, perhaps the physical building was the furthest from our mind. Since the beginning when we started Truth BP Church, and in the same way as True Life CB sales has started. Do you have any building of your own? We do not have any building of our own, because that is the furthest from our mind. Our mind is all about the spiritual house, the spiritual building. It is not wrong to set up a church fund, a church building fund, because we need to have a place that we can worship in, have a proper worship service, a place where we can congregate together, that God's word will be preached, and that God's name will be magnified and glorified. But we want to build up the spiritual house first, before the physical house come into the picture. The spiritual house is even more important and more difficult to build. Why? Because we are all made up of different people of God. All of us have different personalities from all walks of life, different paths and different degrees of faith. All of us are so different. So to build up a spiritual house must be our prayer. Is that your prayer? We must never neglect the building up of the spiritual building with the help of God. Now what does that mean that God's house is spiritual? When we compare to the physical house, a physical house is not permanent. It ages, it deteriorates, and it will waste away. But not for God's spiritual house. God's spiritual house is permanent. It is eternal. It does not age. It does not decay. But very often we neglect this spiritual house. We take sins easily. We take all kinds of sinful activities easily. We are found in the appearance of sinful activities. We are found in places where we are most vulnerable to temptation and to sin. Are we not neglecting the building up of the spiritual house? Now we are not the only one placed inside the spiritual house. True Life BB Church is not the only true church. Truth BB Church is also not the only true church. And as such, in these last days, all true believers in the Lord Jesus must join together to encourage one another. I thank God that Brother Joshua Young has been put into good use to lead you all in adult Sunday school. We thank God that we are able to co-labor in the ministry together. But are we putting more effort to encourage one another? We are praying for FEBC. We love FEBC because FEBC is God's calling. We pray that the Lord will continue to bless FEBC. The FEBC will be a college that will continue to train men and women for the gospel ministry. And so you have the privilege, okay, to have Dr. Koo, and even the privilege to support so many foreign students, FEBC students, to study in FEBC. Pray for them, pray for the college, support them, continue to persevere on. For we know that our efforts will not be in vain in the Lord. All the works done in the name of Christ will not go wasted. It will all be remembered by our Lord, and He will reward us accordingly. All we need to do is to be faithful. And so in this spiritual house, so much to do. And thank God for the Sunday school to reach out to our children. And so this spiritual house is not just for Sundays only. It is for our lives. Every worship service is a good preparation for the eternity to come. Are we looking forward every time to the Lord's Day, from Monday to Saturday, keeping ourselves in the Lord, obeying Him, reaching out for Him, speak a word for Jesus. Are we lively stones? Or are we dead stones? There is no room for pride, no room for arrogance, no room for negative criticism to be found in God's house. Sometimes we criticize of one another by the way we speak, by the way we dress, by the way we conduct ourselves. But we will all take note that we are in God's house. We are building this spiritual house. We will do all we can to edify one another, to build, not to destroy. This is a spiritual house that God has placed you in His time. Are you lively stone, building upon the living stone? All living stones are needed in God's house, because the house cannot be completed unless there are enough stones to build it. So don't ever think that you are useless. God has made you just as you are. Will you offer yourself, avail yourself, that He may use you as He please? There is a place for all of us, and we are going to do it together, to build the spiritual house. Some may be more spiritually matured, some may be not, but it doesn't mean that those who are spiritually not matured have no part in the spiritual house. You can still pray. Pray for yourself. Pray for the church. Pray for the college. Pray for one another. Visit the sick. You know, sometimes when I visit the sick, I do not know what to say. Although you have the Bible in your hand, somehow you're just lost for words. But your presence alone can encourage the patient, because you bother to visit him or her. You bother to go all the way, perhaps to pray for him, or just to hold his hand to show that you really care. Don't think that you are useless. You can do something for the Lord. The late Reverend Timothy told, always tell FEBC students, do something good for Jesus every day. There is always something for us to do for the Lord. But will you do it? So we are to place ourselves and take our place in this spiritual house. We are to do our part in holding up the building together. Now, not only we are called the lively stone. In verse 5, Apostle Peter says, we are an holy priesthood. Now, what is the function of the priest? The function of the priest is to stand between God and man, to represent man before God. And so as priests, we have access into God's presence, all because of our Savior, who has made it possible for us. And so in the name of Jesus, we come before the Lord, His throne of grace. And the main duty of a priest is to offer up sacrifices to God. In the Old Testament, man has brought sacrifices to God to the priest, and priests have to present their sacrifices on behalf of the people and to present to God. But in our time, we are living in the New Testament time, because Christ has fulfilled His role as a priest, and now He has called us a royal priesthood, a holy priesthood. Believers are made priests for this very purpose, that they may present their sacrifices unto God. What sacrifices? Our praise, our worship, our good works, our love for God and for one another, our offering, our joy, our peace, and all our blessings. We can offer all of them unto God as sacrifice. But we must note this. Only those who are lively stones are given this wonderful privilege to offer sacrifices. If not, whatever sacrifices, even if you cut yourself, blood came out, how many times you threaten to take your life, your sacrifices will not be accepted if you are not lively stones. The only sacrifices that God accepts are the spiritual sacrifices made by the lively stone within His house, within His spiritual house. All the stones which are built upon the living stone, only their sacrifices will be accepted. Verse 6. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, "Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded." Now this is a prophecy quoted from Isaiah chapter 28 verse 16. Now God says that He will be building a spiritual and eternal house for believers. The foundation was laid when Christ came into this world 2,000 years ago. And believers have been laying stones of their lives upon Christ. The rock that will never be moved. The rock on which our faith stands forever. By believing in Him. And just that, we are now flooded with abundant life. A life that teaches us how to love. A life that teaches us how to care. How to give more concern for one another. Can you imagine this? An unbeliever will not know how to love. Will not know how to care. Yes, they may be very good with the physical needs, but they know nothing of the spiritual needs. And so as such, even in teaching children in Sunday school, we can never ask an unbeliever to teach our children. Because the unbeliever has nothing to offer to the children in terms of that which is spiritual. When the child is down, depressed, what will the unbeliever give to the child? Look to himself. Or don't think of bad things. That's all they can give. Or let me bear your burden. Cry on my shoulder. That's all. But for a Christian teacher, even a Christian parent, or anyone who is named the name of Christ, you can give a word of comfort, not from man, but from God. Because you yourself know God. You know how to direct anyone who is in need to God. Because you yourself is a lively stone, dependent upon the living stone. Christ is the chief cornerstone. That he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Is that descriptive of your own life? Or are you disconnected from Christ? Verses 7 and 8. Unto you therefore believe it is precious. Is Christ precious to you? But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Verse 7 is a quotation from Psalm 118 verse 22. Now those who readily receive Jesus, the living stone and the chief cornerstone, to them it is very precious. To them it is the only one whom they depend upon. Without him, they are finished. Is Christ precious to you? There are those who rejected him. But Christ is made the head of a corner anyway. And unbelievers stumble over the stone of pride because it is the rock that offends them. They are stumbling over the word and the very word of God. Now, what is so serious about this? God has given us his spoken word. He revealed to us his word that we may know him, that we may know how to be saved, that we may know what is required of us to do. Without the word, how are we going to live our lives? Everyone will be living according to his own ideas, according to his own wisdom, according to his own whim and fancy. But thank God that we have the word, precious word, because it is precious to us. The word of God is the only incorruptible seed on earth that lives and abides forever. And this is in chapter 1, verses 23 to 25. And so if we reject God's word, we reject the living stone. And then what? It becomes a stumbling stone to you and to me. In all our lives, we'll be condemned and cursed because his word speaks against us. All our sin, all our wickedness, all the things that are done in darkness of our lives. Is that happening to you? We are appointing ourselves to the state of unbelief and disobedient to God. And so if we say that we are lively stones and we acknowledge the living stone, we cannot be the same anymore. We must behave and live differently. How? Verses 9 and 10. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people. There are so many descriptions of what we ought to be, of what we are when we become lively stones. That you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which has not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. If we are not a people of God, we will stumble over Christ. We will not receive him. We will not look upon him as precious. We will not believe his word. In fact, we will mock at his word. And we will not live according to what he desires of us. We will live the opposite. We will find gambling a pleasure, not a sin. We will find gambling a joy. We will find all other sinful activities, all part of us, and we enjoy it. Are you a people of God? But we are not a people who should question his saving power because we believe in him. We are people who have been chosen by God, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, building upon Christ the living stone, our Ebenezer, our stone of help, the chief cornerstone. And we are all his lively stone. Every one of us. No one is left out if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus. Which in time past, in total darkness, wallow in our sin, wallow in all wickedness without hope. But now, you are in God's marvelous light. Now the people of God, and we have obtained His mercy that endures forever. We are no more stones that are dead. We are no more cast away without mercy. We are lively stones. And so after knowing all that God has done for us, and knowing that we are lively stones, I don't think it is right for us to just agree and just leave it. We must behave as one, isn't it? We are lively stones. Should we not be constrained by the love of Christ to show forth our heart, our praise for our living Savior, who has done so much for us? And so it is time for us to speak forth and to tell forth what Christ has done for us, His goodness and His faithfulness in our lives, to publish Christ and His cross to others, especially our unsaved loved ones. It is so difficult to share the gospel with them, isn't it? It is easier to share with strangers, but somehow it is so difficult to share with our loved ones who stay within the same roof. Very hard. And yet it is what we must do. Tell them how much Christ has loved us. Tell them how much He has cared for us. Tell others that this is what Christ has done to save us from our sins, out of darkness of sin, and to His marvelous light. I wonder whether you have ever seen it this way. When you are witnessing for Christ, every word that you say, for Christ's sake, you are actually praising God. Have you ever seen it this way? What better way to praise God by proclaiming the glorious message that says, to the untold millions who are still untold, who have still not heard of the gospel. And so may God help us, that we who are lively stones, that we may speak a word for Jesus. For our closing hymn, speak just a word for Jesus. The second stanza is tying what we have covered this morning. The second stanza says, speak just a word for Jesus. Tell how He helped you live. Not die, help you live. Tell of the strength and comfort which He will freely give. All we need to do is just tell others how God has enabled you to live. Because He lives, we live. But how are you living? By God's help. Just share. O Lord our God, we pray for Thy forgiveness of our sins, that how we have neglected our duties, and how we have failed to share Thy love for us and to other people, that others may know of Thy great love, and may come to know Thee and be saved. And Father, we pray that Thou will constrain us by the love of Christ to go forth to tell the good news of salvation, that they may also come and know Thee, of the only Savior of this world, the light of the world, that is the only hope of this life. O Lord, help us that we may boldly and courageously go forth to tell others what Thou hast done for us. May Thou continue to strengthen us, empower us of the need and burden to reach forth to the lost soul. For this is a great commission that Thou hast given to the church, and as lively stones, that we will bring forth praises unto Thy name by proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And help us, O God, that we may continue as one people to bear a good testimony for Thee. Before the people, at our workplace, at home, in school, and wherever we may be found, that as we bear the name of Christ, that we will not shame Thy name, but will magnify and will glorify Thy name, till we see the Lord Jesus face to face. And now may the love of God the Father, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit bless and abide in each one of us, till we see the Lord Jesus face to face. Amen.